are there, and many, many signs have been seen. So this is a real constant fear in our heart, that what will happen to our iman? What will happen to the iman of our children? How many times it happens? Just the other day, we heard an incident of a person after being a mu'min, after being a believer in Allah, in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he still converts to Hinduism. He still becomes a Hindu. How is it ever possible that a Muslim will ever become a Hindu? So you find this is a constant fear in our heart, that what will be our condition, what will be the condition of our grandchildren and our children. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Kaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the subject matter, the main incident that is mentioned in Surah Kaf is the incident of the Ashabi Kaf, those youth who had taken refuge at a cave. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the entire surah. And in the entire surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions different scenarios. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions different incidents also. There's also the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the main incident of Surah Kaf is the Ashabi Kaf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the solutions also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the solutions to our problems and those fitnas and those trials and those tribulations that will affect this ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so inshallah today we will discuss a few subject matters, and we will discuss a few incidents and few interesting ayat of the Quran Sharif of this Surah Kahf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by inna ja'alna ma 'ala al-ardi zinatan laha linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu 'amala. Allah ta'ala mentions that we have made whatever is upon earth, we have made it as a decoration, zina, as a beauty, as an adornment, as a zina. We have whatever is upon earth, we have made it as a beautification. And linabluwahum, what is the purpose? This lam, lam comes from lamu ta'lil, to give a reason. Why did Allah ta'ala create this entire world as a beautification, as an adornment, as a zina? Allah ta'ala mentions linabluwahum, to test us, which of y'all will be the best in action, which of y'all will give off the best actions before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we need to understand that a person, he will spend his life in this world, but if he spends the majority of his life and pursuing this dunya, pursuing the zina and the decorations and adornment around us, the wealth, whether it is the wealth of this world, whether it is the cars of the world, whether it is the money of the world, anything, Allah Ta'ala mentions everything of the world is what? Zina, it is beautification, it is an adornment. But if a person pursues this, and he spends all his life in this, trying to earn this, and he made no attempt for the akhirat, and he made no attempt for the year after, then this person is extremely foolish. Allah Ta'ala says that this entire world is something which Allah made beautiful for who? Allah made it beautiful for the kafir. So our object, the object of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to test man and to test insan, especially this mu'min and this believer, that whether you will engage yourself, engross yourself in this dunya, or whether you will engross yourself in akhirat. So the real test is not to see who will accumulate more wealth, but rather the real test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that who will pass the test of the akhirat, and who will pass the test of accumulating a lot of actions and a lot of a'mal in this world. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding the same beautiful dunya, that وَإِنَّا لَجَائِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُلُزًا. Whatever is beautiful in this world, Allah ta'ala, it is the promise of Allah, we will definitely destroy it. One day it will all come to an end. All this beautification, All this adornment, all this dunya, all this wealth, it will one day come to an end, definitely. Whether a person will pass away, whether a person will leave this world before Qiyamah, or definitely Qiyamah will definitely occur. So a person should not make this dunya his object, but rather a person should make the akhirat his object. Our elders say, in freedom there is restriction, and in restriction there is freedom. Normally, us, you know, whenever we speak about freedom, then it means that, you know, a person is free. A person is free, he can do what he wants. And restricted, to be restricted means a person is restricted from doing whatever he wants. This is our understanding of freedom and restriction. That when freedom means to be free. And restriction means to be restricted. Restricted from doing things. But our elders of the past, they would say that no, freedom is actual fact restriction. And restriction is in actual fact freedom. So to understand this, we have to look at a student. A student, where a student, he is studying for his exams. And his examinations is coming closer. So, if a student is playing around, he's playing with his games, he's playing with his cell phone, he's going to the cinema, he's doing everything else, he's going and playing soccer, but his final, last and final examination is right there. Few days left. And at the end of the examination, he fails. So you find that this student, even though he was free, now he is restricted. So in a similar manner, if a person restricts himself in this dunya, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him free in akhirat. How? Because Allah will grant him Jannah. Allah will grant him everything. He will be free in Jannah. So in a similar manner also, if a student, he restricts himself in this world, and he learns for that examination, and he tries his best, so how he can get, 6 A's and 7 A's, then you find that this student, after the examination, he will be free. Because now, he is free of worries. In the previous situation, after the student, he was playing around, now he failed, now he has to repeat the year, and now he has to repeat the grade, and for him to find a job, it's difficult. For him to be accepted in university is also very difficult. So in a similar manner, if a person is free in this world, then Allah Ta'ala save us, a person will be restricted in the akhirat. So this is the first lesson we learn from Surah Kahf. The next lesson we learn from Surah Kahf is the incident of Surah Kahf, where Allah Ta'ala speaks of those youngsters. There was a festival taking place. We all know, normally whenever a festival takes place, then there is mixing of men and women, intermingling, there's alcohol, wine, beer, music, etc. So these Ashab-e-Kahf, they were youth. They were young boys. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that they were firm in their faith. They were firm in the iman. So they said to themselves that, you know, we are the slaves of Allah, we are the bandas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will, under no circumstance, we will go to that festival. So they were summoned by the king of the time. The king threatened them that I will definitely kill you all if you all do not come to this festival and you all do not leave your faith. What he wanted them to become an atheist. Normally, people in the past, you know, they would say that, Muslims will turn murtad and they will become a Christian, they will become a Hindu, as I mentioned that incident previously. Or very rarely a Muslim will become a Jew. But you find nowadays, what is the attack upon our Muslims? Especially our Muslim youth, especially those Muslim youth who are in schools and universities. The real attack is what? The real attack is many of them are becoming atheists. Many of them are becoming, they don't believe in Allah, they don't believe in any God, nothing. And many of them are becoming agnostic. They don't deny the existence of God, nor do they believe in God. It's just like, playing with words. But you find, I read an article the other day. They say the fastest religion in the world is no religion at all. What this means is that the fastest growing religion are many people are leaving their faith. They're leaving Christianity. They're leaving Islam. They're leaving Judaism. They're leaving their faith, and and many of them are becoming atheists. So this is the real attack. So they said, these Ashab al-Kahf, they said that we are not prepared to leave our deen of Allah. So they ran away to a cave, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that they remained in that cave for 300 years. It was a miracle of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked after them, and also there was a dog with them. The ulama say that dog which was that accompanied them, on many occasions they chased the dog away. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such as a miracle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved them and preserved that dog with them, a napak dog. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it such that the dog was a means of protection for them. So after 300 years, they woke up. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is nothing difficult for Allah. For Allah, nothing is difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the world. Allah ta'ala created the universe. So nothing is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we understand the lesson we learn here is that if a person protects his iman from sins, whether it is the sins of music, rave clubs, zina, haram, wealth, cinemas, drinking, drugs, etc., any haram, if a person protects his iman from these sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from these fitnas. So this is the second lesson we learn from the Surah of Kahf. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning Surah Kahf, Allah ta'ala mentions a few principles wherein we can protect our iman. If a person practices upon these principles, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will preserve your iman, and Allah ta'ala will protect your iman from these fitnas. So I will quickly try and mention. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ نِشَيْنِ إِنِّي فَاعِلُ ذَارِكَ قَدَىٰ. Allah ta'ala mentions that a person should always attribute everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you are doing, attribute the good to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole world is telling you that, you know, that take out God and take out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the equation. And they many times the world is indoctrinating us with this type of thought that we do and we are doing. And it is our wealth that is doing. But no, wallahi, it is not. It is only Allah. It is only Allah that is doing. It is only Allah. We need to bring this into our heart. The constitution of South Africa, many constitutions of the world, they are taking it out that in the name of God. Why? They are taking out God from the equation. Also, when it comes to the schools, they are indoctrinating our children. Many a times, they are teaching our children about certain theories. And they're teaching us that, you know, that science does. And the scientists, you know, their theories are facts. But in actual fact, these theories are just fallacies. You find that the Darwin's theory, what they are teaching us, they are teaching us to take out Allah from the equation. How? Because they are teaching us that people evolved from monkeys. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. Allah ta'ala created us. Allah ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So they are taking out Allah from the equation. Then the second thing they are teaching us in the schools is the Big Bang theory. Yeah, what they are teaching us, that everything came out through a bang. Whereas in actual fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the universe. It is Allah. So they are taking out Allah from the equation. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ نِشَيْنِ إِنِّي فَاعِلُ ذَارِكَ قَدَىٰ. Allah ta'ala says that don't take out Allah from the equation. Always attribute all the good to Allah. Allah is the doer. Allah is the creator. Always recite these words, inshallah, masha'Allah, alhamdulillah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Nothing and no one can do except Allah. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us. To preserve our iman, always attribute all the good to Allah. The second thing is that wadhkur rabbaka idha nasita. Always remember Allah. Always remember ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take out time daily. Take out time and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, if a person, he remains hungry for a few hours, then we all understand how, what will the consequence be. They say, if a person remains hungry for 6 hours, the body will remain normal. They say, if a person remains hungry for 3 days, for the first 72 hours, a person's body, he enters into the state of ketosis. What this means is, where a person has very little glucose in his body and the brain cannot function, and it impairs the normal functioning of the brain. Then they say after the next 72 hours, the body breaks down a person's muscle and protein, and now it starts using the protein for energy. Then they say for a person, if a person he remains hungry for the next 1 or 2 weeks, his immune system shuts down. Then a person, they say, if he remains hungry for 3 weeks, a person will die. But on a daily basis, every single person is experiencing this. Why? Because many times we are forgetting Allah. We are failing to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person, he's making zikr for 10 years, 20 years, and then he leaves out zikr for 2 days, then we understand this person, he feels that weakness in his iman. So we need to always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next lesson, we learn, إِذُ قُلْ عَسَىٰ أَيَهْدِيَنِي رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا. Always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never stop begging and asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth principle which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in Surah Kaf is, وَطْلُ مَا أُوِيحَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. Always take out time to recite the Quran Sharif. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi says, The minimum for a person is that out of the month of Ramadan, a person should recite one juz of the Quran Sharif. And what this means is a daily a person should recite at least, so easy, that this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so easy. At least 5 to 6 pages a person should recite. And if a person recites daily 5 to 6 pages, a person will complete one khatam of Quran Sharif. The fifth principle which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in Surah Kaf is وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ 300 years وَازْدَادُ تِسْعًا. A person should take out time to read the incidents and the biographies of the pious of the past. Junayd Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, he used to say that reading the incidents of the pious and the past, it builds your iman. And whatever you will read, it will mold your mind. It will mold your mind and mold your heart. If a person reads of the pious, then he will want to become pious. If a person reads the incidents of Sahaba, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that this person, he will have that fervor and this desire in his heart to become like the Sahaba. So let us recap. There are 5 principles of Surah Kahf to preserve our iman in this day and age. Number 1, attribute everything to Allah. Number 2, make the zikr of Allah. Number 3, make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Number 4, make a lot of dua and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lastly and finally, recite the stories of our pious and our pious buzrugan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice.